How do you do something like
poop and pee? Poop and pee.
Well, it's kind of close.
Poop.
That's the checking of the mic levels.
That's also how we start the show.
Indeed. How are you people?
This poop is and pee. Poop and pee.
The fantasy.
Pee and poop.
This is the Fantasy Boys podcast. We are live from RDP Studios.
In the dark.
In the dark with Brian Kenny and special guest Cody Cooper.
Hi. Hey, guys.
We were just talking about how Cody had to jerk off into a cup.
Yep.
Recreational.
Yeah, yeah.
I usually do.
But the clinic didn't give him any magazines or pornography, so they had crudely drawn paintings on the wall.
Yeah, it was just like, they just had, I don't know, shitty paintings that you would see like in any lobby of any like.
Did they tell you like jerk off to this?
No.
Specifically, I wish
you
to jerk off to these.
I wish they would. It was just like a weird plastic chair that reclined, and
it's not like bleach in the room.
Yeah, it was like when you'd go over to somebody's grandma's house and you'd have like
the jerk off chair.
Yeah, the jerk off chair, so you could recline in it.
I had a nickel,
and. They had like lube in the corner, and then they
water, or
which
water
I didn't really need because I'm uncircumcised. But
you're what?
I'm uncircumcised, so it didn't really matter.
No, you're mildly circumcised.
Yeah, well, it was a botched job.
It didn't take
like the moil on Seinfeld.
Yeah, it was a real botch job.
Real back alley circumcision.
Yeah, that's what Taylor told us.
My mom didn't have a lot of money, I guess. But no, like the worst part about it was like after I was finished, all they gave you was like a little paper bag to put it in. So like it was like I was taking the most disappointed lunch like down the hallways to some doctor, and like everybody's just looking at me like, yeah, I know what you did. We all know.
I think I've talked about my buddy
worked
at the Cleveland Clinic. My buddy worked at the Cleveland Clinic. He left, but he was like getting paid money to shoot loads for them to study. So it wasn't like a for insemination kind of deal. So he was doing that like 2-3 times a week. And not only was he doing it enough to, over time, make eye contact with the person behind the desk, but he struck up a conversation, found common ground, became friends, and hung out outside of the cum lab. Is that not the weirdest fucking thing you've ever heard? He thinks it's normal. The guy's name is Larry. Larry the cum guy. And him and Larry kicked it outside of cum-related activities.
Get her done! Larry the cum guy!
So wait a minute. Your buddy would make eye contact with another man and strike up conversation while he was tugging on his johns.
No, while he was handing him cum. This is like the lab guy that would accept the cum from him afterwards.
Okay. This was a way different story when I first heard it.
In moments after you cum, you go out and you see a person. Don't you think you just kind of... And then leave. Like, you would be, like, enough of a... You'd be a normal enough person to have enough shame. And realize the situation.
Hey, watch that game.
You're talking to the wrong person here. I mean, first time, yes. But, like, if it's, like, a common reoccurrence and it's just, like, Larry's the cum guy and I go to him every week. And I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, why wouldn't I?
I feel like I need a 45-minute grace period.
Oh, absolutely.
Between coming and
talking to another
like if it is known.
Brian's just panting and sweating, handing over a bag.
I just have an image in my head about when they're like handling the cum, that it's like the doctors are like Yukon Cornelius from fucking Rudolph, where he like takes a big nothing. Well, didn't you say they went out to dinner and stuff, too, right? Like, after...
They went out. They went and got drinks. I don't know if they had dinner. I hope they had dinner. We went out to dinner.
He keeps ordering them pineapples. And he's like, well, I don't know. Why does he keep ordering them? Oh, man.
Gravy-based dishes.
No asparagus? Yeah, lay off the asparagus, okay?
I had a, I started peeing and it was smelling like asparagus pee.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it was from because I started taking all these different supplements for like blood sugar shit and stuff like that. So I got nervous and I started like peeing more and it was smelling weird.
Yeah.
So I went to urgent care just to like get myself tested out. And the girl behind the counter is a girl that I had the biggest crush on. She's just apparently a nurse at that urgent care. I didn't even know she worked in healthcare. Is that
Cum Jenny?
Oh, Cum Danielle. Jenny.
Cum Danny.
Cum Danny.
But yeah, so like she's like standing behind the counter and I'm like writing down strange odor from me. She's like, "You want me to be a nurse?" I was like, "Nope, no, not on this one." It's awkward.
So did you get those digis?
I've had the digis. I kissed this girl once, and then the very next time we hung out, she like brought another dude, another date. Like it was a very aggressive. Like that meant nothing to me. Fuck off.
You
like,
definitely should have had her bit your nurse, and then get a half chub while she's talking. Yeah, now you have to do this. You gotta do this now.
I've known that girl since we were 10. It's my like buddy's cousin.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Cum Jenny. Oh man, that's
so wait, what was it?
Alpha lipoic acid.
What is that?
It's like a supplement that is like a natural.
Oh, my pee's been smelling kind of weird too recently, but I've been like,
you probably got a urinary tract.
That's probably some sort of
dick's dirty as fuck.
Yeah. Hey, no, okay.
Not
hey.
Not from the ladies, it's just unclean.
Alright, bring it over here, true. I'll snake bite it.
Ryan, we can all smell your dick from here.
Alright, fair enough. That's all right.
Dirty wop penis.
Oh! I got your sausage right here! Smells like bologna! What's it to ya?
Remember Gino the Guinea?
No.
That little kid that would do all the, like, he had like the gel in his hair. He's like, I smell like garlic. He's like smelling his armpits and.
Wait, a comic?
No, it's like a YouTube video, like a little kid.
Oh, no, huh? Gino the Guinea.
I used to watch that in college all the time.
You're racist against my people. I can't have you in this. Where's my fucking Marvel superhero movie? Okay?
Marinara Man?
Oh, with the breadsticks! It's like with the power to beat your wife. My Guma! Hey, Guma ladies! Come over here and fight crime with me!
His cape is just a wife beater tied around his neck.
Did you ever see that bit that we do? Pizza Money, the Italian American Ghostbusters.
No.
It's really fucking silly. Hit it! Your spaghetti sauce was bland! And then Derek Jeter saves the day at the end. Oh, man.
I was listening to Dom Herrera.
Love Dom Herrera.
On the way here. And he said that his dad was a 500 boxer.
Oh, really?
Like 500 record.
Oh.
How tough of a fucking life do you have if you're a professional 500 boxer?
Too tough, man.
Jesus
like, for
Christ.
A living? That's like Cinderella Man or shit.
Pretty much. It's the most Italian thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, but like, what was his record professionally? Was
one
it
and
like
one.
Two and two? Yeah,
like, no, he said his dad boxed for like a living. Like, he would come home all the time, even his wins, he looked beaten to shit.
Well, yeah, that's what happens. You get repeatedly punched in the face.
Just Rocky Balboa taking him.
Chuck Wepner. The real Rocky Balboa.
And yet the fictional guy has a statue.
Sylvester, did you ever hear about that? Sylvester Stallone like went and like talked to him a bunch about it. And like didn't say, hey, I'm making it. Well, he kind of said, like, I'm making a movie about you.
But then,
and then later when he made it, he goes, this was a totally original idea. I don't even know who that guy is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He
hasn't given him a dime from Rocky. Not a single dime.
Really?
Yeah. And he's like, in real life, he was this guy that worked like at a butcher. He's like a leg breaker and he worked for a butcher shop. And he somehow, like, because he was like a shitty boxer, somehow got a chance to fight Muhammad Ali. And they fought in Cleveland, actually. And
oh, really?
He like went like 12 rounds with Muhammad Ali.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Sly Stallone started his career in
the porn. Bayonne Bleeder. Yeah, softcore porn.
Yeah.
That was his nickname, the Bayonne Bleeder.
Oh, the real guy?
Chuck Wepner.
That's a pretty good nickname. That was that famous Bill Burr clip where they're booing him in Philadelphia on the Opie and Anthony thing. He's like making fun of how racist they are for they have a statue of a fake white guy and not a real who was it?
Somebody. Joe Frazier.
Yeah, Joe Frazier.
Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier, like the down goes Frazier. He had like a big rivalry with Muhammad.
Oh yeah, they fought like three times. Yeah,
right.
And like yeah, Rocky's got a statue. Joe Frazier doesn't.
Down goes Frazier.
Did you,
I think that's the most ridiculous accent in the country, Philadelphia.
I couldn't. Ooh, I don't know if I could put Boston, my finger. Bro. Yeah, Boston.
For dirty, Boston. No, dirty Boston. Like if you've heard
Southie.
Yeah, dude. Like a fucking filthy Boston accent is the worst.
I don't know.
I once met a man and he was like at a party and I had to start asking people like, is that dude retarded? Like, I seriously thought that he had a mental handicap because of the way that he spoke. And they're like, nah, he's just from Boston.
The Baltimore accent I find hilarious.
I don't know.
I can't do that one though. I don't know.
Yeah. Let's see. Where's a good one?
Google worst Philadelphia accent and worst Boston accent and play both of them and we'll
Let's
decide.
Let's do it. We're having a contest here.
Alright.
Why you do that?
And Baltimore. You gotta get Boston on yours.
God damn it.
Here's Baltimore.
We each play our own, you selfish bitch.
In the meantime, did you or you got one?
I got one. This is Baltimore. Ugh. Ugh.
Hunt your Baltimore accent.
Yes. I noticed it very much because I came from New York. It is a very much of a Baltimore accent.
I want to hear it again.
Hey, Hon, how you doing? Adios.
Hello.
What Baltimore accent, Hon? I ain't got one.
Ugh. Ugh.
That's weird. I hate the Pittsburgh one very much.
Pittsburgh is
that very exaggerated AEW noise.
Yeah. Oh, this
and
Philly?
Then it got less strong when I went away to college in Ohio because people were just making fun of me for it, like saying water and calling the sprinkles on ice cream Jimmy's. And then when I came back,
that sounds really racist.
And so I made the videos as I was rediscovering my N accent. We don't say the letter L the same way everybody else does. We make it.
So nobody's just going to do the fucking accent?
But they did that in Pittsburgh, too. Water.
I just want to hear somebody do the actual fucking accent.
I said water. I said water.
Oh, I thought I was going to say water.
Just as I can tell when people are from New York or people are from Boston, they usually tell I'm from Philadelphia. I have a friend in Pittsburgh who has a radio show. I go on about 3 or 4 times a year. Every time I go on, I have to say one phrase.
Yeah. Top search on YouTube wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Let me see if this one's any good.
Outside the bar, you get to use your phone because it's so like speakeasy that you're not allowed to use your phone inside the bar because it's like the 1920s in there. It's like you're in a speakeasy, you know.
There's a really
that didn't sound too bad. I've heard much worse, yeah. Boston wise, even.
Yeah,
is it a the whale one? Have you ever seen that?
I made my scout cosplay, as you can see.
Oh,
I don't know what this is, but Jay says it's a fucking big sea turtle. It's a baby fucking whale, man. Holy shit, we are witnessing a baby fucking whale right here, dude. Holy shit. That thing is big, Jay. What is that thing? It looks hurt.
It's a fucking tuna, bro. Ugh, yeah, Boston is a terrible one. Pittsburgh, see, I grew up, my dad's from Bethesda, Ohio, which is like 5 miles outside of Wheeling, West Virginia, which is itself like 50 miles from Pittsburgh. So it's like that fucking like it's like West Virginia, Pittsburgh, and mm-hmm. like Southern, like Ohio, and it's the worst fucking. Reiner, hey, how about you do, come on over here, man. It's like a conglomeration of them.
My grandparents are from Pittsburgh, and so there's like weird little Pittsburgh things that my family does say. Like my mom calls the vacuum cleaner the sweeper.
The sweeper?
Mm-hmm. People call the remote the clicker.
I've heard the clicker.
They call like puffball hats. They call them tassel hats.
I've never heard that. I've heard toboggan.
No.
Really? No.
Yeah, this is like a conglomerate of Boston accents. The Southeast.
Yep, we caught Whitey. I was shocked. Yeah, because I never thought they'd catch him.
What took him so long?
They can catch Osama bin Laden. They can catch anybody.
I didn't trust the FBI. I didn't know if they were really looking for him or not.
Have you ever seen that when Casey Affleck hosted SNL when they did that Dunkin' Donuts commercial? That's Boston people to me.
ridiculous. Jimmy Fallon had a... Didn't they have like a Boston-themed run-on sketch when he was on the show?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
They were like, no, Boston. Ma.
Yeah, no, ma. No, ma, Garcia Para. I can't stand Boston so much.
I love Boston.
Everything about...
That's the my favorite city outside of Cleveland I've been to.
I've never been to Boston.
Really nice.
But I hate everything about its people and its sports teams.
I hate their sports fans. Those people are very nice, and I just wish them no joy from sports ever. Same with Pittsburgh. I don't want sports to create joy in their lives whatsoever. I hope their kids all lose at soccer. I hope that all their hockey games end in draws.
The Bruins were good for a time, weren't they?
The Bruins were very good. The Yankees fans, though, after that playoff game 5, put a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
So I think I might hate them the most right now.
I've always hated Boston, the Boston Red Sox, more than I've hated the Yankees, but like now I hate the Yankees more so.
Fucking hate
them. It's so unfair that they got fucking Juan Carlos Stanton. Like, how is that possible?
But like, they're adding him to a team that they put together. Like, there's Luis Severino and Judge. Like, those are their draft picks.
No, I know.
They're homegrown dudes.
I know, but it's
to
still...
To hit on two guys like that. Luis Severino is fucking 21.
That...
Or so he tells everybody.
Didi Gregorius is
fucking... He's really fucking good.
Yeah.
That Bird is good.
Yeah.
I heard rumors of them possibly getting Machado, too.
I know.
Imagine.
Well, he's gonna sign... He's a free agent next year.
Mm-hmm.
So, it fucking...
But, like, a trade. Like,
yeah, but
I heard that we possibly try like Tribe trading Salazar because they want like a legit starter for him.
They need a right fielder because Lonnie fucking Chisenhall isn't going to play in the whole year.
They brought back
Rajay Davis. He's 40 years old.
Love him.
He's not even going to make the team out of spring training.
Yeah, he is. He's fast as shit and he's great in the clubhouse. But. Are you enjoying this?
Hey, can we get to talk about dicks again? Something I'm more versed in.
Just one more point on
you don't listen to the Tribe at all?
Huh?
You don't listen to all the Tribe?
Fan, a little bit. I mean, I don't know, dude. I fell off when I got out of college. I'm a grown-ass man. I don't have time for fucking sports time. What is the name of this podcast again?
Fantasy Boys.
Fantasy Boys with a Z.
That's true. He did make a very biting remark there that he's a grown-ass man and doesn't care about children's games.
Yeah, children.
I never looked at it like that, Cody, but you got a point there.
I just watch SportsCenter twice a day in college. And I'm just like,
I never watch SportsCenter.
I haven't.
At all.
I don't anymore, but I used to watch it often. I listen sometimes to Sports Talk Radio, and it drives me fucking insane. I want to fucking drive the car. I want to take the wheel and drive it into the side of the road!
I feel the same way when I listen to NPR, like a grown-up.
New, no fun, no nonsense, Cody.
I listen to 98.5 LCX Cleveland!
I do.
I do too.
When I was on the radio, it's like that or 100.7.
I agree.
Pretty much. Like
I used to listen, 99.1 was alright, but like now they just play the same four fucking Portugal the Man song in their ilk.
That song, that station pissed me off because it's like apparently it's broadcast through the internet.
Yeah. You could be, I've been in downtown Cleveland and not gotten reception.
Mm-hmm. You know what's a guilty pleasure of mine?
What's that?
It's like going through the high 80 stations.
Oh, like the college radio stations?
Yeah, and like low 90s and finding me a nice Christian like talk radio just so I can fucking infuriate myself.
Yeah, I infuriate myself often. Like sometimes I'll just be driving, it's like I just feel like I want to hate something right now. And I'll turn on like fucking Mike Trevisano or something like that, or Rush Limbaugh, and it's like, ugh.
I hate when you're in like a city that you don't know any of the stations and you're just like scrolling through. And then you, like, hear a new song, and you're like,
yeah,
oh, this song's kind of cool. And then it's like, Jesus, I fucking love you. And like, ah, oh, tricked again. And then you're like, it's so pissed.
Damn you, jars of clay!
I thought it was a nice new alt-rock song.
What was the one? Alter Bridge. Weren't they Christian rock?
I think vaguely.
They did, like, Edge from the WWE's theme song, and I liked that a lot.
They had a good song. It was with the members of Creed minus Scott Stapp. And I think Scott Stapp was the Christian part of
Creed. Don't you call them Creed without Scott Stapp. Scott Stapp is the heart and soul of Creed.
Did you ever see the Marlins theme that he sang?
Yes, oh, amazing. It's
so
who's
good.
That weird fucking guy that does those dances and sings those weird songs? The
Backpack Kid?
No. The Cleveland ones.
Have you not
seen these?
Oh, yeah. It's like he has three names. It's something.
Oh, man.
Michael something.
Cleveland's.
So funny. And he's dancing around
dancing,
like.
Dancing, singing guy. That's the best I got. I don't know what to even Google for this.
It's
guy.
Like James Michael something, maybe. Yeah, I know
maybe.
What you're talking
yes.
about.
Oh my god. Ben Ryan Metzger.
Ben Ryan Metzger.
Ben
oh, yeah,
Ryan
these
Metzger's
are great.
The best guy. I'm playing this.
Yeah, play it.
Look at the.
Look at this fucking guy.
What in the fuck is happening?
For those of you at home, Google Ben Ryan Metzger, and he's just this ripped guy singing a cappella and tap dancing like like a Mick Jagger on that stuff the gay guys.
There's a lot of sass in his moves. There's a lot of sass in his moves.
It's like if Footloose was just a...
He's got knee pads on. He has one of those Britney Spears-like microphones on. And a couple of armbands.
Wait, he's
and
singing
he's
the
really,
whole time?
Yeah.
It's not just...
Oh, I don't know if it's...
No, it's like...
Edited.
Yeah. But he's like lip syncing very poorly. He's not even close.
But he's
oh
singing.
God, look at this move.
There's an Indians one that he does too.
High kicks. This one. He had his arms down to the side. Just being real sassy. Shimmying and sliding.
It's like a Shaq Gold Bond commercial. Sliding his shoulders.
He's
around.
In an empty room with an air conditioner in the window and hardwood floors.
I think he's from Nothing Texas, else. Too, because they had him on when the Indians. Because he's. I think he first. Maybe it was when the Cavs went to the won the finals, because he was on 92.3. They had him on, and then he came up with an Indians one that was even better.
Yeah, I remember the Indians one.
I don't know. He's the only good part of sports talk. This guy is really fucking ridiculous.
This is Cleveland, Ohio. We're going all in tonight.
These dance moves in no way are in rhythm or conjunction with the music. It is. He is not timing it up whatsoever. He's just doing moves.
Step up to the plate and embrace your destiny. Yeah, right.
Because we're going for the win. Fire up your Indian pride. We're rocking baseball. We're rocking child. We're ready Jesus to dig down deep in the game of your life. Yeah,
I love the window air conditioner next to him, yeah, letting you know that it's, like, not a great Cleveland house.
No, I don't even think... No, I don't even think he's from Cleveland. That's the thing that's funny about it. I think he's just, like, this weird fucking autistic guy that, like, picked on Cleveland sports and just decided to fucking make songs about them. Which is cool, you know? The first comment on here is, the real winner is the air conditioner BTUs just a-blastin'. Oh, man. I was just reading something before you guys came over about... Because the weather's been so fucked up, you know, recently, that... they're saying that the Arctic is past the point of no return now, and, like, all this permafrost that's been frozen for, you know, like, millions of years is going to release enough carbon into the atmosphere as another China in, like, the next couple of years, which will completely dramatically affect weather, and, like, people will starve, and, yeah, it's really fucking happening, like, within the next, like, decade, so... Fuck good luck, fucking perfect. Coastal Florida. Cities.
Yeah, the last time the Marlins fucking beat us in the World Series.
Exactly, fuck the Marlins. It's a shame what they, what Derek Jeter did to that fucking team. That's absurd.
We need to start,
what are they now? Miami.
Getting our bodies ready for genetically modified organisms. Everybody should be eating as much as possible to try and adapt.
Yeah, well, we're gonna have a mass die-off here. Yeah, like, I get the sense of, maybe it's just me because I'm pretty fucking pessimistic, but, like, it just seems like the end of the world, doesn't it? Like, it's like everybody kind of, with a wink and a nod, acknowledges that, yeah, we're probably in, like, the home stretch here.
But everybody's been feeling that way for forever.
I know, but I don't think that there have been factors that are capable of ending the world up until...
The entire world hasn't been... aware of the possibilities, and I mean now everybody is aware of these things, like news actually reports on these kind of things constantly, and I like a lot of these things, I think that it is, you know, fear sells and they're gonna push these things harder.
I agree that, yeah, in the past you didn't,
I feel,
have,
like if this was all credible, I think that you'd see people doing more panic moves and shit like that.
They probably are, like, I would imagine that, well, what do you mean, more panic moves?
I mean, I feel like, well, I guess these panic moves, I probably wouldn't see them from the ultra wealthy, the people that really know, but it doesn't seem like the country's really in hysteria. Like, job creation's just fine. Like,
what do you mean? It doesn't seem like the country's in hysteria.
I mean, like, the economy seems... just fine. It seems like everything is more like,
yeah, but they say
moral type of stuff, like moral views, and it's not so much like I don't think that there's any real threats. Like, I'm not afraid of North Korea at all. I don't think there's really any real threats in the world right now. I think that if anything, our president would create.
That's what I said.
But like, it doesn't seem to me like this country's really truly in mass hysteria. It seems
ISIS,
like there's civil unrest.
But ISIS.
ISIS is pretty much gone.
Well.
I was in an argument with some veteran on Facebook the other day about how ISIS is a true threat. I was like, okay.
There's like 100, like, I did that joke about it. There's less people in ISIS than, like, attend a Browns fucking every Sunday. But I don't mean...
Well, when ISIS started first rolling into places, the people who we heavily armed and trained
just laid
everything down and ran. They just gave it to them. It's like 300... Didn't they quickly get like $400 million in cash?
I believe so, yes. Okay. Well, they took over to Kirk or something like that, which was like the second biggest city in Iraq. And they just now liberated that with like fucking like hundreds of thousands of casualties of civilians and shit like that. Point is, I mean, like, when you say that the economy is doing fine, I guess, like, the stock market's doing fine, but who benefits from that? Like, fucking the ultra wealthy. Like, people on the ground don't fucking benefit.
There's plenty of people, like, closer to the top that aren't, like, as ultra elite wealthy, just, like, millionaires. And I mean, but, like, companies, company owners. Like, it doesn't seem like everything's really fucked. It seems like that, like, the housing market's actually doing really, really well, unless that's just another bubble being created.
I hope so. I can prices can come down.
I look at the value of property all
it
the
keeps,
time.
I know it keeps going skyrocketing.
Like it's skyrocketing in nice areas, and it's actually tanking in shitty areas.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking $300,000 for a house in Gordon Square now, which is hilarious because up until like 2-3 years ago, somebody got fucking murdered at the top of fucking on 65th. You know?
I mean, that's got to be only certain areas. Most of the property is gonna be a lot cheaper in that area. Like a lot cheaper.
No, Gordon Square, dude, like the 65th around that area, like to like where the Happy Dog is, mm-hmm. is fucking astronomical prices. Like,
really?
Right, yeah, check it out on Zillow. Like, it's fucking just like a duplex like this, it'd be like 160, 170 here. It was like legit $300,000.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Which is ridiculous.
I don't know, but like I'm saying, like, the macro of everything seems just fine. Like, the actual macro doesn't seem like there's this impending doom coming for us all. The micro, it might seem that way because there's all this civil unrest, but, like, that's all smaller things than, like, the big picture.
Isn't it all... I mean, it's cyclical, though, right? It's
yeah,
like every
exactly.
8 years,
it can't...
Shit tanks
exactly.
And
it can't keep going up with nothing behind it to back it. Like, fucking, it's the same thing. Like, people are defaulting on their student loans. You know what I mean? And, like, the... That's what happened in the fucking housing crisis. They then sold that debt off to other shit,
and
it can't
just,
possibly be...
They just changed, like, the director of the Treasury, too, didn't they?
Yeah, like...
They said that, like, the woman that was heading it was, like, the best that you could have had, and now it's, like...
They're all, like, supply-side economics fucking fetishists, which doesn't fucking work. I read the other day that, you know, people say, like, the 1% or whatever, but, like, the 1% really does have more wealth than the entire 99% combined. And there's only 2,000 billionaires in the world, right? With the stock market in the past year, they collectively made $750 billion more. Like, 2,000 people made $750 billion. Nobody, where'd that fucking, you know what I mean? Like, for what? Like, nothing. It's fucking sickening to me. But, it's our system, right? Got to,
wage caps.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
I'm with you on that.
I mean, there's no reason that you should, that Jeff Bezos should be worth $121 billion.
Also, all this money that people still have from fucking the turn of the century, like, see, if you have Civil War money, we should be giving you, like, a small percentage and then just taking the rest.
Or not even wage caps, all right? But once you make $1 billion, you're taxed at 80%. $1 billion? Like, what are you going to fucking do with... You can't with $200 million.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Fuck that noise. And then fucking... You would solve, like, pretty much every problem that this country has just reinvesting that into, like, infrastructure and shit.
But, save those goddamn rich monsters from themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and, like, since the president, like, fucking put in all these, like, stoolie fucking dude... Like, it's grift on a fucking unimaginable scale. Like, they used to hide it before. They still did the same thing, but, like... All these fucking dudes, like, the interior secretary and shit like that, like, openly just, like, a part of companies and stuff. And, like, yeah, here's your contract and shit like that. You know what I mean? It's like, well, this is really unethical. Why aren't we fucking, if not out and out, illegal? And yet they continue to fucking do it with no repercussions. It's fucking, like, this country's fucking diseased, man. I fucking...
But, like, at the same time, like, you don't see, like, the businesses really going under... You don't see huge, massive layoffs. Like, that's what I'm talking about when it doesn't seem like panic moves are happening. It seems like everything's okay on the macro level.
Well,
ISIS is pretty much eradicated. North Korea, in my opinion, is just doing things for attention.
No, North Korea is acting rationally, right? Wouldn't you, if you were in North Korea, the only way the United States constantly threatens to overthrow dictators, the only way you don't get overthrown is if you build your own nuclear bomb. Like, that's the whole fucking reason. If you really think we would have went to Iraq if he actually would have fucking had a nuke at his disposal? They ain't gonna attack anybody. The only thing that would happen in war, like you said, the fucking stupid ass fucking dumb president tweets our way into a fucking launching a missile, you know? They said that...
Could you imagine him handling situations in the Middle East?
No!
Like...
It'd be a disaster. It'd be an out-and-out fucking disaster. Do you remember earlier in the summer, or last summer, when he started he's like, it's come to my attention, blah, 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 something, and like, an urgent message about the armed forces, and then it was another 11 minutes until he finished up his thought, and it was, oh, we can't have trans people in the military. Like, the Pentagon, like, didn't know what was going on, and they thought that he was, like, they for real thought he was launching a attack on North Korea. Like, they had called in, like, aircraft carriers and shit like that to strategically do it. For 11 minutes, they had no fucking idea what was happening. Like, that's the fucking president. The dumbest, the Pizza Hut fucking spokesman president. Like, I mean, it's a bizarre... If it weren't the, like... racism and sexism and grift and like constant panic and you know all the other fucking downside that come with the president. God damn if he's not the funniest man in America. He's fucking hysterical, dude.
It's almost too much. Like
it's a joke that got unfunny and now it's funny again. You know what I mean? Like, it's so over the top of it, and it's been going on for so long that now I can't help but fucking laugh every time he fucking opens up his mouth. Like, he proposed, he's like, my solution to gun violence is putting ratings on movies and video games. It's like, what, have you not been alive the past 50 years? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was telling Sarah, it's like that Simpsons episode where they go and witness relocation, and he's like, all right, now you're Homer Thompson. Okay, gotcha. He's like, hello, Mr. Thompson. I think he's talking to you. Like, that's every day with his fucking staff, I would imagine. He's the dumbest man alive. The fucking picture of him holding the notes when he's having, like, talking with those shooting victims or whatever, it says, remember... Say, I understand. Like, what the fuck, man? And there's shit that, like, I forget about. It happens, like, 3 times a day, every day. Like, remember when he looked at the fucking eclipse? The solar eclipse?
We had this conversation in the car. Like, he seems like an alien that took over a human body.
Mm-hmm.
And is trying to run the most powerful country.
Well, yeah, like, the way he drinks water. Black. Yeah, he's like an cockroach. Yeah, yeah.
The way that he fucking loves fast food. Like, he eats the shit out of McDonald's. That seems like something that an alien would comically do in Men in Black.
I need sugar and water.
What are these Big Macs?
To prep him for, like, speaking English, they just gave him adjectives. Like, the best.
Yeah, no, seriously. The worst. He doesn't, he, like, fucking... we've played it a million times, but, like, the clip where he's fucking, talking to the Navajo code breakers or whatever, and he's, like, Pocahontas, but the way he gets fucking, all breathy and shit.
That Boy Scout speech was so fucking funny.
Oh, yeah. Dude, he's so hilarious. So
fucking funny.
He's fucking the funniest man in goddamn America.
And I just want to thank you, because... You're very, very special people. You were here long before any of us were here. Although we have a representative in Congress who they say was here a long time ago. They call her Pocahontas.
Wait, here's the part.
But you know what? I like you.
Ah, it fucking kills me every time. You know, I like you. You're special. Fuck.
I like you.
Remember when his fucking teeth fell out? When he was fucking, hey, God bless the United States. funniest goddamn man in America. Like, I would watch the shit out of this show if I was an alien, man. Like, it's so fucking hysterical.
Do you guys watch Vice News?
Sometimes. On HBO?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while.
Did you see the one where after he, like, said, he called Haiti a shithole?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you see how they, like, ended the... ended their the news station? Hold on. I'm trying to find it.
I forgot. Yeah, that's another one. Shitholes. Or just... Oh, these shithole countries. But you know what? I like you. That fucking... What about the picture recently where he was boarding the helicopter and his fucking hair came off?
Black hole. Hole. Bleep hole.
S-hole.
Any sort of hole.
Begins with a word, a bad word, and then ends up with hole.
Let's just use the word the president is using. Shithole.
This
shit
is
hole,
shithole.
Shithole. Shithole. Shithole.
Donald Trump has turned the Oval Office into a shithole. Shithole.
Shithole. The word shithole.
Shithole in and of itself.
Shithole.
Shithole. Shithole.
Shithole.
Shithole.
Shithole.
Shithole.
Shithole.
Shithole.
Shithole.
Shithole.
Shithole.
Shithole.
Shithole.
Shithole.
Shithole.
Shitholes.
If I were a million years old, I would be saying shithole on television.
You probably come from a
I could say shithole on television.
Your ancestry is a shithole.
Shithole immigrant. Your mouth is the foulest shithole in the world. The shithole people living in shithole.
My dad came from what I guess Trump would call a shithole.
My people came from what Donald Trump would call a shithole, and the descendant of people from a shithole.
Cable news is the fucking worst.
Shithole.
Oh, that guy was fucking off the chain.
To be a shitholer, and I want a t-shirt.
And I want a t-shirt.
Fucking cable news. See, the thing is, he did say something. It's like the only true thing that he said. He was given like this unhinged interview to the New York Times, and he's like, "The cable news stations will all come around because they need Trump." And like,
I like that how it's turned more into Zoolander for you.
But it's true, man. Like, they do fucking need Trump. Like, you know how fucking sky high their rating? Like, nobody watched cable news at the end of the Obama fucking administration. You know what I mean?
My dad.
Well, I mean...
My grandma.
Okay. Very few people that weren't over the age of 62 watched fucking... And they still don't, but, like, more of them do.
You do.
Used to do a bit about this. When I lived with my grandmother... She would come home from work at like 11:30. She worked at Alcoa Aluminum, and I would just be like sitting on the couch with her, and then we would be watching CNN. And at some point, I would like drift off and fall asleep, and then I'd wake up at like 3 a.m. with like the TV still on CNN, the light on, and a raging erection. And then I would just think to myself,
yeah.
At what point did she go to bed? Did this happen prior or post her going to bed? Or just looking over and say like goodnight to me, and I'm just pitching a tent by myself.
That's probably why.
Listen to Anderson Cooper. God. Like
that's why. My dad watches CNN. If there's a storm, like a big storm, all weather channel. He watches Cleveland sports. In the mornings, he watches Steven Seagal type of movies.
Fuck yeah.
I love Steven Seagal.
Straight to DVD action movies on Showtime, like from 2005. Yeah. He loves that shit. And then he loves women's college softball in a fully non-sexual way. He'll watch the shit out of that.
Crow hopping?
No, you're not supposed to crow hop.
I know. I'm just showing you that I know some things.
You do know about some females. My sister was a good softball pitcher. She was really good.
I dated a softball girl. She played second.
My sister led the NCAA in hit batters when she was a sophomore in college.
Nice.
In all divisions.
Awesome.
And then I think she set an ERA record the next year. She's nasty.
She's a JAG lawyer, right?
Yep. She found out what her new assignment's going to be. She's about to go to fucking Kuwait for 2 years.
Ooh. Well, Kuwait's like pretty secular, though, right?
She said that it is supposed to be safer than even when she was at she was in Qatar for her deployment, and that it was like a big rich oil city, and this is like a rich oil area. She'll be at the U.S. embassy, and she thinks like the work's gonna be cool. She just doesn't like it like for her personal life.
Well, I can't imagine it'd be very fun to live
Kuwait
in the Middle East.
2 years.
But I think that like Kuwait is like Dubai in the sense where it's like fucking a bunch of rich people that don't give a fuck about any of that, like, you know,
and don't respect women.
Well, yeah, there's that, but maybe they had a point. there's a Twitter account, you know, Jordan Peterson. He's been on like Rogan. And
I know the name. I haven't listened to that one yet.
Yeah, he fucking sucks. But there is a Twitter account that's like Islamicist cleric or Jordan Peterson. It's all pictures of like people talking on shitty phones, but like with his quotes superimposed. It's like women need to wear lipstick or something like that and make themselves look presentable, or else they will look like whores. It's like, Jesus, man, that fucking guy sucks. And I don't understand what Rogan's fucking obsession with like those borderline alt-right people are.
Who's this cunty guy? I saw a video going around. I see like a couple from this guy, but the last one that went real viral was a one about transgendered people and like him really going to town on some girl.
Owen Benjamin.
No. I was reading Owen Benjamin's Twitter today.
It's un-fucking hinged.
He's pretty nuts.
Yeah, he's completely nuts.
Who's this guy? Let's see.
Is it,
is that the dude that was at the march to get arrested or something?
Owen Benjamin?
Yeah.
He's like a comic, or he used to be a comic. I don't even know, but now he's like an alt-right guy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And he's on Rogan and shit sometimes.
Let's see.
It's not Mike Cernovich, is it?
I'm trying to find it. Fuck, I can't find him.
Is it, Gavin McGinnis?
He's a super cunty dude. He
Steven Crowder?
I don't think so.
That guy fucking sucks too. That guy's supposed to be a comic.
See, I know stuff about sports.
Jay Crowder, not
and,
Steven.
McGinnis, is that what you just said?
Jeff McGinnis, yes, he was. No, Gavin McGinnis, he where'd fucking he sucks.
The end?
Gavin McGinnis, or Jeff McGinnis played point guard, I believe.
Oh, I was talking about the Browns McGinnis.
Willie McGinnis.
Yes.
He played linebacker. Former New England Patriot Willie McGinnis.
Mm-hmm.
Owen Benjamin's fucking Twitter account is fucking unhinged though, and I don't find him funny, and I don't understand why people fucking.
Who's the dude that voiced Archer?
H. John Benjamin.
Mm.
Any other questions you have for my autistic ability to recall stupid things?
No.
Can't find it.
Well, just he's a cunt. How about that?
He is super cunty. Super cunty.
That's like, some of these people that are like failed comics, like found a niche and then go in like complete alt-right and like now that's what they do and they're on Twitter. And that fucking bothers me more than if you sincerely are a Nazi, then be a Nazi. But if you're like faking being a Nazi, like that's the worst. For profit?
Dude, I work with this Indian Muslim kid. And he's just this slimy, like, well put together metrosexual of a man, and he loves to talk. You know him, don't you, Fido?
Yes, I remember him.
And like hair slicked back, and I told him, I was like, listen, man, you can keep fucking around with this solar panel sales company if you want, but if you want to make some real money, convert to Christianity. And tell your story about how you got away from Islam. And just
true.
Become a fucking speaker or pastor for 5 years. And you'll fucking make enough money that you won't need to do anything else for the rest of your life.
Honestly, that's fucking true, man. Like,
yeah.
People will pay handsomely to just, like, back up their fucking dipshit arguments.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
My mom's all like that. When I first, like, started talking to her about the Muslims that I work with, my mom was like, they're not good people, like, blah, blah, blah. And then she, like, cited a guy that converted from Islam and, like, his story and why he left. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, dude, you would make so much money. Because all he does is talk. He's exhausting.
It's not even, like, all Christianity, too. you know, like, new atheism has a fucking niche market of, like, shitting all over Islam specifically, you know what I mean? Like, fucking Richard Dawkins and there's some, like, Muslim guy that former Muslim, like, exactly what you're talking about, that's, like, a speaker, like, a goes around colleges and shit like that. How do these people get these fucking gigs, you know what I mean? Like, I can say fucking dumb shit, too, and nobody's fucking giving me a fucking check. You know, like,
you're too angry
because you hate the people that have all the money.
Yeah,
and everything you say is against
you're
the
not,
people that have all the
you're
money.
You're too good of a person to play the game.
That's you
the
are pro shooting congressman.
I didn't say pro. All I said was that guy was an American hero.
That's the only thing.
Hey. Anti-Zionist, okay, and the bankers. That's not my fault. Bankers, okay?
My buddy manages a bank. You want to go fuck him up?
Is he not able to?
He does not manage that bank.
Who? Oh,
Tony?
You know, I'm talking about Ryan.
Oh, okay. Ryan. Yeah, I can see Ryan.
He's the manager of this bank right down the road by East End, the chartered one over there.
Oh, okay.
Or Citizens Bank.
One of those banks over on the east side, Tony, that converted into a brewery.
I would love it if Tony was the manager. Tony's one of the most interesting people I've ever met.
He would get off the my buddy Tony. He would hang up.
You gotta eat that mic a little more. It's gonna sound.
He would whenever he'd just be talking to customers, he would just end with "bless, gape it," and then hang up the phone. And he said that, like, when older women were, like, in the branch or whatever, sometimes he would just go walk around and, like, brush up against their ass and just be like, "Oh, I'm sorry." And, like, just fuck with him and stuff. I'm like, "You're a fucking monster."
That's Cody's favorite gay bathhouse friend.
Oh, where they beat you with sticks?
They don't... Oh, my God. No, they don't beat you with sticks.
They beat you with dicks.
All you do is go steam and have the best steak you've ever had in your life.
I just, like, you tell me about this all the time, and I always picture the fucking scene in Eastern Promises. You ever seen that? Where fucking Viggo, like, is knife fighting with that guy
weird
and his yam bag is fucking hanging out.
He had a weird dick. It was not a...
It was mostly testicle.
Not a photogenic dick.
It was very... Well, they showed him from behind a lot, like, because he was wrestling with the guy, and it's like fucking, yeah, like, a cow's
like
udders.
It was like truck nuts.
It looked like... Because I took a good look at his dick.
Truck nuts hanging out the back of him.
It looked like a bratwurst. It was, like, gray.
It was gray.
So, yeah,
gross.
Weird dick.
Ben Roethlisberger supposedly has a gray dick.
Tony has the biggest nuts.
Great. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So much nut. It's like... He's like Randy from South Park. Just bouncing around on him.
I'm mostly nut myself. I got big hangy nuts. Like, and I'm not the... I'm not, like, bragging. They just, like, hang down pretty low. And it's like, I've sat on my balls a few times. I'm way too young to be sitting on my fucking balls.
It's like my buddy Jeremy always had such pride in how tight his nuts were to his. And he's like, yeah. That's why I wear these bikini briefs. Keep my nuts real tight.
I have some bikini briefs over there. They you got a fucking package. You got to protect your package.
Is this from the Chad Weaver show?
Oh yeah, remember I was wearing those.
Yeah. Fucking... Or did you have those beforehand?
No, I had those beforehand.
Oh, gross.
What do you mean gross?
I just wear boxer briefs like a normal person.
I do sometimes. Sometimes I want to fucking look handsome when I take my pants off.
You're talking to the man that's afraid to go to the Schwitz with me.
I'm not afraid. It's just I don't mind a locker room experience. I'm just not going to drive to a bad area and pay money for a locker room experience.
Yeah, I'll drive you.
I hate saunas. Like, none of this. I really hate saunas.
When's the last time you were in a sauna?
I don't know, like 2 years ago. I didn't like it.
Was it a dry sauna?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is different. It's humid.
Yeah, that sounds worse.
Nope. No, man.
Do you know Oscar and Bernie? Remember the old guy with the puppet? I was watching his YouTube channel, and apparently it did these commercials.
Of course you were.
Yeah. I fucking... Oh, dude, there's some gems on there. Have you ever, like, gone on into wormholes looking at weird fucking people's YouTube pages?
No, because, again, I'm a grown-up. I don't have time for your petty child games.
He has video games to play.
I do play some PUBG a lot. Do you play that?
I don't know.
Do you play video games?
Me? No.
Do you play Hannah?
I play Madden, or we were just talking about playing Madden.
I have a puppy now, okay? I got time for all your goddamn child games.
What's your puppy's name again?
Tarly.
Tarly. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
I'm never going to be able to find this. Oh, well.
So is this like the... what you guys' podcast is supposed to be about? Things up on for your phones.
We have spent an inordinate
for the enjoyment of the listeners.
Yeah, we drop in a few zingers in there.
You should at least turn your like sound on for when you strike keys, so they can like.
Is there any way to like play stuff on the computer and have that play into the podcast?
There's got to be a way, but
we should figure that out, and we should get a couple things ready before the show.
Yes, we should do that, Brian. We should. have a plan.
We should put effort in.
Yes.
I know for a fact.
We should have a very, very
this is never
going to
happen.
Yes.
About right now.
No,
poop
and pee.
Take fruition.
Poop and pee.
Yes. Maybe we should move away from
poop and pee is a forever thing.
Yeah. Well, we promise you this, listeners. We're going to put a little more effort into this.
I like that this microphone smells like you. I'm going to get up on it.
You have the pee microphone. He has the poop microphone. Yeah,
and you have the gonorrhea one.
Yeah. Mine is orange.
Oh, yes. I like. They look like Guy Smiley's testicles.
Bert and Ernie's noses.
Yeah, that too.
Did you see what I posted about my stepson the other day?
Oh, about the beard?
Yeah. It was the weirdest buddy thing. Did you see that? Uh-huh. I was taking him home, and I pulled into the driveway, and he like, does this thing. He calls me Hairy Baby Beard or something like that, and he just messes with me. And he has this thing where he'll go, like, shh, 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 and, like, touch my face, like, softly, and, like, touch my beard, and then, like, make this weird face. And then, so, like, he's doing that to me, and he, like, touched my beard, and I went to turn my car off, and then I just watched as he slowly brought his fingers to his nose and sniffed a little bit. You fucking weirdo.
Seen you grab dicks and sniff?
No, you haven't.
Yes, I
my
have.
My own dick and sniff. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you've
that's absolutely. Just, yeah. That's just for fun.
You've absolutely grabbed dicks and sniff.
It's mostly, yeah.
I mean, it's not an erotic experience for you. It is to get to laugh, but still.
Yeah. I thought you meant that, like you
father,
caught me.
Like stepson.
Like, you caught me in the corner or something like that. No. Just, like, bringing my fingers to my nose. And I was like, Jesus Christ. I'm fucking sicker than I thought. I told you I don't got time for childish games.
That's
all this
true.
Dick grabbing. It was time for Sports Center when all these dicks are to grab.
Well, I don't think we're going to end any better than that. Other than,
poop and pee.
We got anything to plug?
Poop and pee. Me and Billy. Me and Billy
at
the Roxino. I will be featuring. And co-host Billy Squire will be headlining at the Roxino in Northfield Park.
I'm going to come to that.
I will be featuring on the 10th for Dustin Diamond in Roanoke, Virginia.
Yes.
So get tickets to that wherever they're being sold, and Hilarities on Sunday, but this might come out tomorrow before Hilarities. If you listen to this,
are you
whoever the fuck you are, please tell us who you are listening to the show
at Fantasy Boys.
We just keep
5.
Making it, and they keep telling us people are listening, but nobody says who you are.
And like and review. You can even give us a bad review as long as there's a fucking review on there.
Just tweet at us.
Yeah. Roast of Marlon Fears, March 3rd, East End Bistro and Pub. It's going to be a barn burner. I can't wait for that, actually. It's,
I mean...
It's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, because
I never know whether or not to laugh at Marlon Fears.
No, laugh. He wants you to laugh. Like, absolutely.
Is he... Nothing. Never mind.
Is he retarded? Yeah, he's,
well, that
he's
wasn't
mentally.
The word I was.
Well,
use.
I don't mean that in a pejorative sense. I just mean that he's developmentally disabled, but he wants to joke around and laugh, and like I think he's genuinely fucking hilarious. Like I've seen him do shit.
Oh, before. I have laughed so hard.
Oh yeah,
at his comedy.
Absolutely.
Oh my god,
absolutely.
His full stream of consciousness. Like there's obviously nothing written down whatsoever beforehand.
He's like a beat.
I'm gonna go talk about. Pussy and cornbread.
He's got a sexy ass for
it. That's generous of you. Call him a beat poet. Fuck off. Get the fuck out.
Hey.
I like strippers in Akron because they'd be making cornbread in their car.
His fucking Instagram is so fucking funny, man. Fucking it. Well, he changed the name. Now it's Hot Juicy Cornbread, but it used to be. But it used to be Mr. Cornbread Love.
It was G Happy Cornbread for a minute.
There's an adjective that I want my cornbread to have.
Juicy cornbread. It's gonna be fucking hilarious. I cannot wait for it. Marlon is a fucking gem. That fucking smile. Like, he does the same fucking... And he's like a fucking spectacular
artist. It's unsettling.
He was talking to John. He's like asking John. He's like... John said, I can't say the N-word. Can I say bitch? Can I say pussy? Can I say heifer?
He's the fucking
best.
I was like,
Marlon, I can listen to you ask John what words you can, and then I say it all.
I think it's so funny that he doesn't know my name. And like, I've met and hung out with him and been around him for like over a year, 2 years or whatever, however long he's been fucking doing comedy. But he's a fucking gem, and I can't wait. He asked to be roasted for his birthday. This isn't something
I'm
went
just curious
for.
as to how brutal this is all going to get. I wish I could be there for it.
It's going to be brutal. No one's going to hold back punches.
When's it, the third?
Last time he saw me, he comes up to me, he goes, I forgot to tell you, I'm into bestiality now.
Speaking of... mental handicap. Did you see that Snapchat that Schizo Bill in that goddamn straitjacket?
When you grabbed his dick?
Yeah.
No.
I was like, now there's nothing you can do, Marty. Like, no, Cody, get away from me.
Schizo Bill. Is it Schizo Marty now?
He's so funny.
Oh, wait.
This week's gonna be my birthday. I guess that's beforehand. I think about that cornbread. I hope y'all come and see me and get that cornbread, because I'm a beautiful black man. I'll be like, yay, yay!
That's his fucking... That's his catchphrase is, yay, yay, and I fucking love it. And it's the same picture, the same smile in every single fucking picture.
Reminds me of the black guy from the whistle tip noose thing. Did you ever see that?
Go, woo, 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 woo. It's only in the morning. Supposed to be
making
breakfast.
Breakfast.
Oh god, look at the change. Look at that, look at the filter leave. I like to, when he'll stand in the back of Brother's Lounge, I'll just look at guys and I'll just be like, wanna fuck Chris? Nope. I told you I don't swing that way.
I'm not that way.
You wanna fuck Steve?
What if you made the best cornbread?
Thing about females, I'm talking about the same thing. People at my job, they try to talk about girls. People at my gym, they try to talk about girls. At home, they try to be talking about girls. I can talk about females if I want to. Got my weight, bud. I put my elbows on you. Because I weigh like 300 pounds. I'm going to put that boots on you, bud. What you going to do about that?
I feel like he's taking a dark turn now.
Yeah, no, it did. I didn't see that one. All his drawings, too, are, like, hilarious and good. They're great. They're great, but they are a look into the mind of Marlon. And some
Wouldn't
of them.
Be amazing if this is all character?
I would fucking give him the Academy fucking Award.
I honestly think that if it was a character, he's the funniest person.
He's the funniest person alive.
Yeah, alive.
He just... goes home and cries every night because he can't be himself.
He did it as a gag the first time, and people laughed, and now he has to stick
just
with the gag.
Stuck, just the sad clown when he gets home. Just a white guy with a prosthetic black face.
He starts singing opera.
And you only like me for my cornbread.
Oh, man. All right, we've done an hour. Cody, you have anything to plug?
Other than your butthole?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's for
beat
later.
Me to it. Poop and pee, poop and pee.
Poop and pee?
Oh, I'll be at the improv this Wednesday coming up.
Improvising?
You got to there.
He's going
to
improvise a white comic not feeling dejected.
Yeah, it's a showcase with like a lot of local up-and-comers, so I'll be hosting them. I'll be the circus master of all those heathens. But yeah, that's where I'll be. And then I'll be in Vegas this weekend.
Oh, so yeah.
Fuck off, everybody.
Where are you going?
This coming weekend?
Yeah.
For what?
Becky, my fiance's her boss, she works for a dentist, for Christmas got everybody in the office like a trip to Vegas.
So. Oh, really? Damn, yeah. Dude, I fucking love Vegas so goddamn really? Much.
It's, of course you do.
Oh, it's the best place on earth. I've never actually been. It's the best place on earth.
It's the worst place
on earth. No, it isn't.
Cody had a really bad travel experience.
Why?
Oh, yeah, that sucked. But I had like 5 canceled flights last time I came back from Vegas.
Oh, it was miserable. The flight's a bitch.
But... No. So Vegas is the worst. Vegas is like...
It is not. What's bad about it?
It's like if a city Gamora. Were a strip club.
Yeah. It's Gamora. It's great. It's cool for like 3 days. Any longer is like too much. There's a... You should go to... do you plan? I'll talk to you off the air. There's some places that you should hit up. And I'll give you some cash because I want to put a bet on the Indians to win the World Series.
Okay.
All right. Okay. We're done here. Fuck off.
Poop and pee. Go Browns. Poop and
pee.